Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's what it is, what it is, what it is. Peace, silly listeners. It's your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast, as you can see, if you're watching this podcast on YouTube, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, or maybe on Spotify, DJ Hey Cousin has graced us with his very hairy, beardy presence.
You're welcome, everyone. You are welcome that I am here.
All right.
I grace your life with my presence, and I shall be rewarded graciously with Hot Pockets.
What? I forgot about your long ass intros when you joined in. Okay, so today is going to be a very fun episode. We're going to do things a little bit differently because DJ Hey Cousin is up in his bad boy. We're going to do some FMK. We haven't done that in a while. A fuck, marry, kill. It's been a minute.
Right, well, we haven't. I'm very excited about such things.
Are you ready to fuck, marry, and some kill?
Mm-hmm. In unison.
In unison. Interesting. And also, we are going to rate the stupid. I have some stories of some people who don't really, it seems like their intelligence isn't the best. And we're going to rate 1 through 5, 1 to 5. 1 being, I guess, the smartest, and 5 being the dumbest.
Mm.
That's how we're going to do that. And also, we have ourselves a new review on Apple Podcasts. I'm going to go ahead and thank that person, shout them out, and a Google Voice text message to read as well.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to
Texas. You're getting dick pics for the channel?
Oh, man. One could only hope.
Oh.
I'm joking. I'm kidding. Please don't. Please don't do that. As a female with Wi-Fi, I get enough of those as it is. I don't need you to add to it.
Yeah, I'm sure you get dick pics constantly, bro.
Yeah, no, I do. Coming up very soon, ladies and gentlemen, a little announcement corner here. My third live podcast is going to be next week, actually. It's going to be every third Thursday of the month. That's how we do that. And it's going to be next week. What is it? The 20th, the 21st, I think. It's May 21st. Let me double check.
I think it's the 20th.
May 21st.
Ah.
I checked out Google, baby. May 21st is when that's going down. So if you want to join in, it's going to be at TFK Trey Lowney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia. And we'll have a live podcast. They have a great, great bar. I ain't going to hold you. They got some good liquor, some good all kinds of things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great food, good customer service, and me.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah. From what I hear, she'll be doing a live script reading from an episode of The Steve Harvey Show.
What? Wouldn't that be crazy if that's the entire live podcast? What if the entire live podcast experience was just literally me eating the food that's there and saying nothing? No, I'm just eating. They came to watch me eat.
That is very entertaining to some.
All I mean, right?
I there's
can see
a some watching that and enjoying
it. I think they do have OnlyFans of people doing that, just eating and saying nothing, right? Is that a thing?
Yeah, there's a large portion of OnlyFans that's not sexual.
I love OnlyFans.
That's just stuff.
All right. So in other personal news, DJ Haycousin is back. If you're watching this podcast right now, he is getting down and dirty to music that is not playing. So that's great. Here's the thing. I have a milestone birthday coming up, and I ain't gonna hold you. I don't care. Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm so old. You know, it's not... Mm-hmm. I don't feel the pressure of that. I feel like the older you get, just like Wanda Sykes said in her set, I think it was Tongue Untied, the older you get, the less fucks you give. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm not worried about admitting that I'm turning 40, but that milestone, by the way, I'm turning 40. Juneteenth is my birthday. And you know what? Damn it. I'm going to say this right now. If you are in the Georgia area, whatever, we're going to be going to Dave & Buster's and McDonough on June 19th to celebrate my 40th, come through, free parking, big parking lot, okay? You have to pay your way in. I'm not paying for anything. Just to let you know, you got to pay for your shit. If you want to bring your kids, that's fine, but there will be lots of drinking and profanity. You need to understand that.
Yes.
So make your decision that way.
Lots of profanity, lots of good time being had, most likely.
I am not going to watch my mouth around your children. I'm going to tell you right now.
Drunken stupors, probably, to some degree.
Yeah. It's going to be a good... What? At first, I thought you said, we're going to be taking poppers. That's what I thought you said at first. I was like, what? Is that what he said? But yeah, so if you want to come to Dave & Buster's in McDonough, Georgia... that is what I'll be doing. I'm going to be, because, you know, myself, I'm not a person who likes to get all dressed up. I don't like paying expensive money for shit for, I don't know. I'm a casual gal. I'm a casual gal. I want to play some video games, eat some food and drink some booze and talk shit. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is what you shall have.
Bud. Yeah. Oh. And the theme. Funny hat theme. It's a funny hat theme. You can wear a football helmet, a Santa hat, a weird trucker hat that says I like boobies, whatever. Just a funny hat theme. Wear whatever you want. I think that'll be a good time. So June 19th, once again, which is my literal birthday, Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just anytime, I think happy hour starts at like 4 or 5. So it's whenever happy hour starts until we all vomit and try to get ourselves home.
Yay. Vomit and try to get yourself home.
And this week at my day job, I work for a radio station in Atlanta, and we had the opportunity to interview Jason Derulo. Mm. And that was a lot of fun. And I will say this, I've met plenty of celebrities even before this job. Living in Los Angeles alone and doing what we do, you know, doing some acting. We come across people and stuff, you know. And it always sucks when you meet a celebrity that you like and they turn out to be assholes. That happens a lot. But luckily with this particular instance, it was a good experience. Jason Derulo, I can say, what you see on his TikTok and all that stuff, that's really him. He is a sweetheart, very funny, very kind. And I was telling you earlier last week when he was leaving after we finished interview, he was leaving and we were walking him outside. And I was telling him, I think it was his manager. I was like, all right, thank you so much for coming through. Y'all be safe to your next trip or whatever. And I reached out to shake his hand and his manager shook my hand. And Jason, I think he assumed that I was talking to him. He was walking in front of me. He turns around and says, oh, yeah, man, thank you so much. Reaches out and shakes my hand and looks me in my eye. Mm. And the crazy thing is he's just a man. Yeah. But the fact that I think because celebrities are who they are, sometimes we're shocked when they do the most decent thing, which is just like the normal behavior. We're like, he's so nice. He actually shook my hand. It's like I shook like 80 people's hands yesterday and I didn't have that same reaction.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, when it comes to celebrities, we have a simultaneously high and low expectation of them. So
that
you
is
know,
it
seems frustrating and infuriating being a celebrity from there, and you know, just sort of you know, how they live, that constant access, mm-hmm. especially nowadays, you know, yeah. at least back in like the 80s and, you know, 90s.
I mean, shit, when we were growing up, they weren't easily accessible.
Exactly.
It was awesome.
You know, yeah.
I never thought I would miss the inaccessibility of celebrities. Is it inaccessibilities or unaccessibility?
I think it's either or, I think. Either or.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review if you are listening, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. They are our podcast overlords, and we must make them happy. And if you can, write something nice like, ooh, her voice is sexy or some shit like that. That'd be nice. So coming up next, guys, we are going to have ourselves an FMK. Fuck, marry, kill. I'll explain coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now with McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
DJ, hey, cousin, are you ready for this game of FMK?
Yeah, why not? I'm a little out of practice, but
it's been a minute.
I should boat well.
It's been a minute. So for those of you who are new to the Professionally Silly Podcast, or just, I don't know, the internet, FMK stands for Fuck, Marry, Kill.
These guys don't need a tutorial. They've been here long enough. They've been around the internet streets.
I mean, you'd be surprised, bro. You'd be surprised. So a fuck, marry, kill, I'm going to give us a topic and we are going to take three options in that topic, and we're going to choose which one we would fuck, marry, or kill. So pretty much I guess a popularity contest using those words is what it is. FMK, fuck, marry, kill, Cinderella, Bella or Belle. Was it Belle? Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Belle.
Yeah.
And Ariel from The Little Mermaid. So we got Cinderella, Belle from Beauty and the Beast, Ariel, Little Mermaid, fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one.
Oh, my. Okay, so.
It's going to be tough.
Follow-up question. When it comes to Ariel, is it sea version or land version?
Oh, that's a fair question. Okay, let's think about this. In the movie, how long was she the sea version of herself versus the land version of herself?
Well, I believe she was, I mean, I believe for the majority of the movie she was.
In the sea, right?
No, on land. Well,
what?
I mean, it may have been like 60-40.
I think she was a fish more than she was a person.
I mean, at what point?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you make it like this? It's Ariel who has the ability to become a land creature. She just has to, like, what, sing or some shit? How does she get her
Well,
legs?
It was a curse. Well, not a curse. It was a contract she signed with what's her name, the villain.
All right, so pretty much the same exact story of Ariel then.
Oh, well.
But you got to fuck, marry, or kill her in those events.
She's quiet. She's not talking. That was per contract.
That was some of the... She got her voice back.
I mean, that was once she broke the contract. Nevertheless.
If you don't fuck, marry, or kill her.
hey, but I'm trying to get the logistics down, okay? All right, so let's do this. Okay, so we're going to... We're gonna freak down nasty.
That's F.
With Belle.
Okay.
She has some bestiality going on, which I don't mind that. Yeah, you know, she's, you know what? You know what? Flip it. I'm changing it. We're gonna marry Belle.
Okay.
We're gonna marry
Belle. That's we're gonna how marry you, her. You right know, from that, fuck that, to marry. All right.
You know, yeah.
I mean, you know what? In real life, that happens.
That way. That happens all the time. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna do that. You know, her qualifications actually do suit, you know, a wifely kind of duty, even with the bestiality kink. Now, we are going to freak down nasty to Cinderella.
Are you wanting to marry her because you're so furry she might mistake you for a beast?
Get in where you fit in, bro. Anyway, we're gonna freak down nasty with Cinderella. Mm-hmm. You know, she seems mm-hmm. like she's, I won't say starfish, but like she's just let you do whatever.
What the fuck? don't use her trauma against her, you ass.
I don't know what you mean. I mean, she seems with it. You know, she seems with it. And we're going to have to just let go of Ariel. Unfortunately, I am a fish guy, but that's just the logistics of that. You know, I don't, it's too much.
You seem like somebody who will be into redheads. I don't know.
You know, I don't mind a redhead. I definitely don't.
You know, to recap, you are marrying Belle. You are fucking Cinderella, and you are killing Ariel, mm-hmm. the mermaid.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so final answer.
Yes, that's how it plays out.
Took you 20 minutes. Okay.
Concise. All right. You know why now. You know.
All right. Let me see if I can fuck, marry, and kill these Disney queens. Let's see. Ariel can sing. I like that. That's kind of dope. When she has her voice. She got friends that can, like, swim in the ocean and talk to her. She's like a little sexy Miss Doolittle or some shit.
Well, bro, they can all sing.
I mean, that's true. They can all sing. You know, You're right. But if we're being honest with us, I mean, Ariel's the best singer of the three.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you might be right about that one.
You know what I'm saying?
You might be right about that one.
It is what it is, baby. Ariel's like the Whitney Houston of the voices of Disney princesses. That's a hard thing to say. That's a lot to say. But what I'm saying
is, that's a hot
is,
take, dog. That's a hot take.
That's a lot to say. But what I'm saying is, she got pipes for a Disney princess.
Didn't
right?
Nala sing in The Lion King? Didn't she sing? Is she considered a princess?
Nala?
Is Nala considered?
That's
a
very
princess?
Good fucking question, because Nala, did she marry or not marry? But like her and Simba
together.
Bang and shit.
Yeah, they got together.
All right, so, and he became the king after Scar was gone. So, yeah. Well, I guess they make her a queen.
Well, they all became like a queen, like, figure afterwards, you know.
I don't think she's considered a princess. That's up there with it. You know, that's up there with what's that fucking movie that everybody's always talking about? Is it a Christmas movie, goddamn?
Or Die Hard?
Yeah, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? That's pretty much what that is.
It's a Christmas movie.
If you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify right now, comment down below. Is Nala a princess or is she a queen? Like, what is she? Nala on Lion King. That's a good question. All right, so I'm going to have to marry. You know what? Let me start over. Let's start with who I'm fucking. Let's be respectful.
I'm gonna fuck
Cinderella.
I'm gonna fuck
Cinderella.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. She's got like this needy feel. Like she's kind of neat. Like I feel like I think she would
that upbringing.
Pleasure me sexually because she's so like I just want to please you. You know what I'm saying? Give me a glass slipper. I can go on Etsy and get a glass slipper, bro.
She's very humbled. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's low beginnings.
No facts.
Economically speaking.
I can go on Etsy and get her a glass slipper. That ain't no problem, dog. You know what I'm saying? I like that. She can cook. She can clean. Unlike Cardi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. She's like a bad bitty on Instagram. And only has like 300 followers.
Yeah.
And she hasn't been discovered
I'm
yet.
A fuck Cinderella. I am. Here's the thing. Okay. I'm gonna have to probably kill Ariel as well. Let me explain. I'm black and I don't swim well.
This whole time,
I swim like a rock.
That's why she was complimenting her. Well, she's the best singer out of all of them.
I had to compliment her because I knew where this was going. I knew that I was going to kill her. But this is only because of the choice. Okay? If you were like Ariel, Cruella de Vil, or Hitler, I'll marry Ariel. All right, that was a little. All right. I'm going to marry Cinderella, okay? I mean, not Cinderella, Belle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Belle, first of all, very kind, has a nice singing voice. Obviously, patient as fuck if she's dealing with a beast all fucking day. Randoms, inanimate objects coming to life and singing. She didn't lose her fucking mind. She didn't go crazy. She took that shit with stride.
She did.
She did that shit with stride, dog.
She did. Thank you.
I feel like that is wife material right there.
Yeah.
She's willing to hold you down.
She's willing to roll with the punches.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a Mary Belle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And that crib is nice. I don't mind. I live with some inanimate.
Yeah,
objects.
We can keep Beast as like a pet or something.
Oh no, yeah, he can be around.
Yeah, we'll trick him into signing shit over to us or whatever. I'm sorry, to me. We are not all three of us in a relationship. I'm saying us.
Right. You just inserted yourself.
No, Belle's my bitty. You chose. Cinderella.
He's
that's
like
you.
A big dog. Once you dominate him, then he'll just sort of like, all right, whatever. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up, son of a bitch. You know. But yeah, that's what I'm gonna do, dog. All right, guys. Coming up next on the By the way, let me know in the comment section of either YouTube or Spotify if you're watching it. I think you can do video on Apple Podcasts, but I don't know how. So, but on those two for sure, fuck, marry, kill, Cinderella, Belle, Ariel. You don't have to explain why. Just tell me which one.
Yeah.
But I feel like just say F for fuck and then K for kill. You see what I'm saying? Just so your comment will be seen.
I do feel from a logical standpoint, you know, I think we pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. No, we did.
We pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, we are going to go ahead and we're going to share some stories of stupidity.
Stupid stories of stupidity.
Mm. Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. What I'm going to do is I've got some stories here on my phone I'm going to share with DJ Hate. Cousin. And he is going to rate these stories from 1 to 5. How stupid are these people? 5 being, you know, that's not too stupid. I'm sorry, 1 being, that's not too stupid. And 5 being, wow, you should probably kill yourself.
You know,
but like, don't.
Think about it at least.
Yeah, give some thought. All right, so are you ready for the first story?
I'm ready.
All right, so it says here. It says here, coworker announced that she was pregnant, then immediately said that she was sad that she couldn't take a bath until the baby was born. I stared, confused, and asked, "Why can't you take a bath?" She looked at me as though I was stupid and said, "Because the baby will drown." I had to walk away. So rating that 1 to 5 of how stupid that unfortunately future mother, Jesus Christ, that bitch is gonna have another one just like her. How stupid is she? 1 to 5, rate it.
4.2.
Damn, what the fuck is a 0.2? What the fuck? All right, 4.2. So I'm surprised you don't get that. She thought her baby was gonna drown and she took a bath, dog. How is that not a 5?
You know, first of all, that's the first one. We're starting out very highly, very high on the stupid, very high.
Yeah, that's some high stupid. Stupid.
The only reason it's not higher is because the baby isn't already born.
Well, thank God.
Exactly.
Oh, God, the thought that I just had, that needs to stay in the mental vault, and I am not going to say it aloud.
Exactly.
But you know what I'm thinking.
Yep, sure am. Sure do.
All right, so the next one, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I used to work part-time at a phone repair shop, and one day Kevin walked in looking like someone just told him the earth was flat. He plopped a melted Samsung on the counter and said, "I think my antivirus didn't work." I asked him what happened, and he said that he was browsing some shady website, clicked the link, and his phone started acting possessed. Classic malware. I nod and tell him that I can probably help if he didn't do anything drastic. Then he goes, "Yeah, so I microwaved it for like 40 seconds to kill the virus, like some hospital sanitized stuff." I just blinked. My coworker choked on her water overhearing this conversation. The man cooked his phone like a hot pocket because he thought it would kill the malware. And the best part is he wanted to claim it under their warranty. As an IT guy, like as a guy who understands, get your head out of your face for our YouTube viewers, you bastard. 1 out of 5.
This kind of idiocy doesn't deserve my face. All right? They deserve my face and frame.
He put his phone in the microwave, Wesley. By the way, that's DJ Hey Cousin's government name.
Yes. Yes. Well, my tech brain wants to give this a 7. But
the scale is to 5.
I know, idiot. But on just this current scale of just overall stupidity, I'm going to give it a 3.8.
The funny thing is that the stupidest is 5, and you're giving him a 3.8. Mm-hmm. Yet the lady who thought her baby would drown got a 4.2. Mm-hmm. He nuked his cell phone.
Oh, yeah. No, that is dumb. That is dumb. But it was only him doing a dumb thing. It only affected him.
Okay.
All right, the other thing affected him, her, and future generations. That's of fair. Idiots.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes. Maybe.
We'll see. All right. So my friend told his wife about an article that he read about people in Siberia digging up frozen mammoth tusks and selling them. Her.
That's terrible.
Him.
Why is it terrible?
Her.
They'll sell all the frozen ones and then people will start killing mammoths for their tusks, and then soon they'll all be extinct.
Yes, you heard right. 1 to 5, how stupid is this woman? 1 to 5 stars. Or stupid stars, I don't know.
Yeah, we're going with stupid stars. Stupid stars.
Stupid stars.
She's going to get 3.5 stupid stars. She sounds like just a normal blonde in the world.
That's
just
racist.
Dumb.
She could have been Asian. You don't know.
I'm almost willing to bet money.
Also, your rating system is so fucking weird. I don't understand it. I can't grasp it. What is this rating system that you're using? What is with this point twos it's, also? It's, I don't
a,
like
it's
you.
It's a stupid scale.
It's facts. Are you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Okay. My roommate tried to make pasta by putting the pot on the stove, pouring the noodles in without adding water, and turning on the stove. Then she asked me, How come these aren't getting soft like when my mom makes them? Scale of 1 to 5, how stupid is this lady?
I just want to make sure.
I wish y'all could see his face. If you're not watching this on Spotify or YouTube right now, you're missing out on Wesley's face.
No water in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
Dry noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, there's a possible chance the entire house burned down. We never got a follow-up to how these things wrap up, but that's how fires start. And
yeah, it is.
Not only just from a building contractor standpoint, but also from a culinary standpoint. this is a lot going on right now. We're going to give us a 5.
That earns a 5?
Yeah. Yeah.
Earns a 5.
Yeah, roommates involved, possible calamity because of such. Yeah, that's worthy. That's worthy of a 5. That's worthy.
You know what? I'll take it. All right, that's a 5. Yeah. Jesus, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy our stupid is and stupid does segment?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely. See, my scale is based off just how stupid the whole scenario is, but also the radius of stupid it affects.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's the radius. Yeah,
it's the circumference of pi.
How is my idiocy affecting the world around me?
Like if she thought her baby was going to drown, she took a bath. That just affected her and her offspring, her stupidity. So I understand that. These other people, their stupidity affected those around them, or it could have. So that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the baby is not going to do well because his mother is an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, good luck there. Good luck. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to tell me something good. Bow, bow. Yeah. Coming up next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast, this just in, something didn't go to hell segment. That's going to be fun. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some
tell me
good
that
news.
You love me, baby.
Why did your voice get so deep? That was crazy. I'm uncomfortable. I need an adult.
I'm here.
No. Again, if you're not watching this, he oddly touched me and I did not consent. All right, next on the Professional Silly Podcast.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to tell me something good. Bam, bam. Mm-hmm. In my head, that sounds amazing. It probably doesn't for
I mean,
you guys.
Mine too. I don't see the problem.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is why I bring DJ Hey Cousin in here like once a year. Oh. All right, guys. So I came across something on Instagram. It's coming from the Pub Itty. I can never say it. At Pub Itty Instagram page, PUBITY. And it says here, some dads never stop being proud of their sons. Now, I have a dad, but I don't have a penis, so I'm not his son. Wesley has a father and a penis. Is your father proud of you, Wesley?
He's proud of me.
He should not be. Let's go ahead and get into this segment. Welcome back to the podcast, man.
Thank you.
I didn't give you shit in the beginning like I normally did, so I had to squeeze it in there.
Yeah. That was nice, though. Yeah, it was nice.
I brought your father into it. How was that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that really made up for it. Mm-hmm. Really made up for, mm-hmm. for the time missed.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm. All right, so there's a photo of a man with his father giving a kiss, but here's the fun thing. Here, let me open up the caption. It says here, Officer Dion Joseph just shared one of the most wholesome moments you'll only see on duty. You'll get that pun in just a moment. He posted a photo after unexpectedly crossing paths with his son while they are both on duty as police officers and turning a regular workday into a proud father and son moment in uniform. He captioned this photo, "Yesterday I saw my boy at work. Yeah, he was on duty, but I'll always be his pop and he'll always be my junior boy." So, and a reminder that behind the badge, it's still family first. So there's a photo of these two black men in their police uniforms and his father is kissing his cheek. And I can see this guy in the photo. If you're looking at this video on YouTube or Spotify, you can see it for yourself as well. But his son, I can actually look at this photo and see exactly what he looked like as a kid. I can like see it. You know what I mean? But he looks like a proud papa. And I have to say this. I also love the fact that this man kissed his son on the cheek and it didn't make it into a thing. Because a lot of men stereotypically do not kiss their sons or get physical in that affectionate way stereotypically. Yeah. And it's just really nice to see that him just showing love to his son. And that's it. The pride and the joy of coming across his son on a work. How are you going to sneeze when I'm being warm right now about fathers and sons? It's the wrong time to sneeze.
Well, your very few moments of kindness made me sneeze.
There's another one. I'm super kind. Are you? Bless you. You good? You got allergies?
You just really do that and it just...
He's really touched right now.
Yeah.
So tell us about the relationship that you have with your dad. How's that going? You guys good? So then, yeah. What?
Just I'm expecting some insulting-esque retort in the middle of my answer.
No, of course not. Go ahead. Tell us about your relationship with your father.
Oh, well, he's good. Currently, he's doing pretty well. He's in Hawaii right now. And, we've had, like, a tumultuous relationship just through, just stuff happening throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have a better relationship than most sons and fathers. I love him. I love him. He loves me.
He certainly does, because if you don't call him, he'll hit me up. He'll go into my Instagram DMs and be like, I haven't heard from my son. Is he okay? Like, yeah. He'll check on yeah. you through me.
Yeah, yeah. If I don't hit him back after a while, he'll go and reach out to other people. And
yeah, your dad slides into my DMs. Yeah,
yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, you tell him to stop that. So you can't say that. Just so that. But I mean, yeah. Yeah, all in all, like, I love my father very much. And I like seeing that. And truth behold, there is sort of a lowering of that stigma of the whole, you know, father and son love, POV, mm-hmm. you know, this kind of thing.
I mean, men in general, honestly.
Yeah, there's been yeah. an awakening to that to a degree.
I think it's gotten better over the last few years. Mm-hmm. I feel like men are feeling more comfortable showing their affection to their male friends or male companions or what have you.
Yeah.
It's a little better than it used to be.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to stuff like this, it really felt like it was a rarity mm-hmm. to a degree when mm-hmm. I was young. But now that I'm older and I've conversed with more people and I've shared more stories with individuals and they've done the same, there's a lot of that in the world. There's a lot of relationships like that with fathers and sons. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it makes me feel good because I know it's you know, it won't just mean they have such a relationship. It definitely felt that way in the hood, you know, in the country. But, you know, it's you know, there's a lot of great fathers out there.
Well, you know what? Here's to Daddy Roberts.
Hey, Daddy.
If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's we're surrounded by idiots.
Dumb folks. Just dumb, idiotic. It makes me, man.
Professionally silly life rules. Unfortunately, it is what it is. We can't really escape those bad boys. But I want to go ahead and shout out you guys, my listeners. You guys are fucking titties. You know I love your faces, but most of all, it's the ears that are attached to them. I love those earlobes, the cartilage. It's amazing. It's amazing. Shout out to DJ Hake. Cousin for joining us this week. That was dope. Thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank you.
I'm saying coming in like you don't like your bedroom is not down the hallway.
Yeah, I'm there. I had to drove all the way over here.
He came about 300 feet.
Yeah, right. So far. Golly, man.
So if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and you know, rating and reviewing, always a good thing. 5 stars, please. Thank you very much and kindly. If you're looking at this on YouTube, click that thumbs up button to make sure you subscribe. Actually, DJ Hey Cousin and I have been talking about doing more lives on the YouTube channel, as well as bringing back some of the old professionally silly type videos on the channel. It's just we've been talking about that.
Yeah, you have been waking me up out of my sleep about stuff like that.
Now, I mentioned earlier that we had a review that I want to share with you. Let me go ahead and pull that bad boy up real quick.
Yeah.
Found it. All right, so shout out to Catchy Week. Catchy Week is dope. What they said was, this is the caption here, great to listen to at work too. !5 stars. I listen to this podcast at work and I'm actually very entertained. I don't know why you added the word actually, but I like the 5 stars.
Yeah, she went into it not sure.
She's like, I actually enjoyed this podcast.
Yeah. Wow.
Shout out to you, Catchy Week. I appreciate you for giving my podcast a shot. And I'm glad. Honestly, you know what? I think my podcast is a good podcast. Listen at work. As long as it's not like, you know, something important. Like, what's important that you can't listen to a podcast? Like surgery?
I was just about to say surgery.
But they listen to music, so why not a podcast?
Yes, that's like an active listen. Beyond, you know, compared to passively listening to something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so now let me go ahead, because I mentioned also I got a text message from my Google Voice number. I almost forgot to go ahead and record that. Let me pull it up. All right, so this Google Voice text message says, OMG, I just heard that you just got my card. LOL. I listen every Friday on my way home. Not long after you dropped new episodes, and by now had forgotten all about the card and the gift card. So glad that you got it, even if it's a little late. By now, you might only be able to buy a small fry with it. Facts. Lots of love. Thanks for including me in the pod and honoring my request not to say my name. Keep up the great work. No problem, stranger. No problem. So for those of you who are new, we actually last week's episode, I shared a letter that this person sent me inside of a card that was supposed to be delivered around Christmas time. And I didn't get it till last week. So that was fun. And if you are interested in sending me anything at all, my P.O. boxes, actually, before I tell you that shit and then make sure it's right, you would think I would know it by now.
You know, one would think.
You know, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. And it's also down below in the show notes / description box. So you can just copy and paste that bad boy. And it will be available to you. Now, it looks like on the Google Voice number, there was another message here. It says here, "Hey, Amber," and I'm literally just saying this, "Hey, Amber, or as I first met you, Sunny from Between Women." Yeah, that was me. "I loved you back then, and somehow you got even funnier with time. Aw. You are literally the highlight of my week. I either got you playing on my phone or I throw you on the TV at work for my clients and I. But either way, I'm tuned in every week. Thank you for giving my brain a break from life. My birthday was last month and I was trying to come to Georgia to hit up French Toast." Ah, French Toast. That's Marcus's spot.
Oh,
French Toast. "But life said, LOL, nope. I'm still going to check those places out, though. I hope that you stay silly forever and hit every damn dream that you're chasing. When you get your gold plaque from YouTube, I want the new subscribers to know the original Smile Squad really paved the way with you." And it's coming from Tank Girl. First of all, thank you so much for this lovely message. When did you send this? This was May 3rd, so I'm not that late this time.
Yeah, no, just a couple days.
Just a few days. Yeah. I'm not too late on this one. Shout out to you. And if anybody wants to send me anything, you can always text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And that is also down below in the show notes. Let me double check that I didn't tell you a lie. Yeah, 805-664-1828. I never call myself. I don't know. DJ, hey cousin, why don't you go ahead and tell them your TikTok or whatever you would like them to follow you on?
Yeah, it's the same as it was last time I was here. So I mean,
yeah, it's been like a year. You might want to go ahead and give them a reminder.
All right, that's true. by Wes Roberts for Instagram and DJ Hey Cousin on the TikToks.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty much it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Podcast, the podcast where I take my silliness seriously.
Are you sure? What is it? Is it? It's serious.
Oh, it's extremely right? serious. I could not be more serious, dog.
It is? Okay. Yeah.
This is the epitome of serious.
Yeah. I just want to be sure.
I want you to know. Once again, it's your Audible boo thing. Hey. And watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. But I want to leave you with this. At one point in your life, you may have made one choice, one decision that saved your life. Anyways, enjoy that. Okay, bye.
We gonna see. Ow, bitch. Yeah, get your microphone right.
I'm trying.
Just like a man, don't know how to use a microphone.
What?
I don't know. Sorry for you. What just happened? Oh, you unplugged it.
No, I did. I touched it after it did that.
You fucking
skank. Okay, I'm hearing some now again.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, it did that when I was twisting the thing still.
Reopen. You a dumb hoe.
Okay. That's going to sound crazy later.
Oh, you going below. I see how you doing things.
Yeah, got to keep it low key.
We're going to keep it low key. Shut your... Mm-hmm.
Shut your copying booty. Ass up.
I'm not copying shit. I kill... All right, you ready?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm ready. Yes, most definitely.
Let's go ahead and do this.
Tales of the Dumb.
Yeah. I'm like an idiot. Oh. You did that too well. I owe you.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it from you. Quick study.
Bitch, don't forget we're ordering Taco Bell after this. That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing that matters.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.